Thank you. What a real joy, blessing, and privilege, and an honor it is to be able to come to your place of listening. Again, we are grateful for God's infinite wisdom, His mercy, His compassion, and loving sinners. If you didn't, we'd all go straight to hell. Everybody's a sinner. You're born a sinner. You're conceived in iniquity and born in sin. And God doesn't impute sin when there's not a knowledge of sin. But once you reach the age of accountability, then sin's imputed. And you become a sinner, alienated and separated from God Almighty. And the only way you can be reconciled is through the blood of His cross. Outside the shedding of His blood, that's Jesus, there's no remission for sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. And I'm glad to thank God every sin I ever committed, before I got saved, been forgiven and forgotten and put in God's seal of forgiveness, never be brought to His remembrance anymore. I don't have to be accountable for things I've done before that I got saved, but from the time I got saved to the time I go home and be with the Lord, I'm going to be held accountable for every deed done in the body, good or bad. Paul said, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. It won't be determined whether I'm going to heaven or not. That's already been settled and sealed down here. And the Bible said, for the Christian, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. God doesn't have any 30, 60, nor 90-day plans. He said, my sheep have eternal, everlasting life. They won't ever perish. No man, he said, is able to pluck them out of man. The Apostle Paul in Romans talked about everything. He mentioned everything that there could be, would be, had been, ever will be. When he said, and nothing shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our lovely Lord. And that's when you get saved, you're sealed unto the day of redemption. And the gates hell can't prevail against the church of the living God. Now, that doesn't license you to live after the flesh as a Christian. If you've really been born again, he said, if you live after the flesh, you're going to die. You're going to die prematurely. You're going to sin unto death, be saved yet, set by fire, and suffer great loss of the judgment seat of Christ, and have the blood of others on your hand. If you've been saved, and you know you've been saved, you passed from death unto life, and God gave you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And if you're lacking those things, you're not saved. Thy word is very pure, and therefore thy servant loveth it. I feared it, and I respected it. I knew it was God's word before I got saved. But when I got saved, He put His love in me. He put a new nature in me, divine nature. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And old things did pass away. All things become new to me. Now, listen, I'm in newness of life, been in newness of life, thank God, for 50 years. What a great joy it is to not know about Him, but to know Him as my personal Savior. Now, I knew about Him. I knew He was. I knew He was the Son of God. I knew He died for my sin. I knew God raised Him from the dead. I knew He was alive because He was alive in my mother. When she told us about Him, it done something down the depth of my soul. But I run from it. I carried on as a young teenager and a young man in my flesh and went for the pleasure of sin for a season. But I'm glad, thank God, those things got old to me. I got tired of that and sick of that and got broken contrite and brought my broke heart to Him. And call them to have mercy upon me in my heart. My heart was doing all the speaking. My mouth didn't do any talking in that particular period of time that I can remember. But I bought my broke heart, my contrite spirit. The Bible said the sacrifice of God on our behalf is a broke heart and a contrite spirit. That's a sacrifice that God cannot and will not despise. You've got nothing else to offer. You're not good. There's none good. There's none righteous. Oh no, all we like sheep have gone astray. But the Lord Jesus has laid the iniquity, our sins upon Him, and by His stripes only, He took our place. He was our substitute. He was a lamb without spot, a lamb without blemish, foreordained before the foundation of the world. Before the world was, He was in the very beginning. And He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the last, the first and the last, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He has the unchangeable priesthood. He's a priesthood forever. He's one, of course, when that mercy seat, when the Levitical priesthood went inside the holiest of holies and went in and brought the blood for their own sin, the sin of the people, that seat was reserved. They went in, they ministered, they took the blood and spit it up on every holy thing inside the holiest of holies, then they left. If that seat was reserved. But when He died at Calvary, gave up the ghost, He rent the veil from top to bottom, making a way into the holiest of holies by the new and the living way, which He, that's Jesus, has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. He brought a perfect sacrifice, a perfect atonement, And God's highly exalted him and gave him a name above every name. And there is none other name under heaven given among men where all the world must be saved. He is the Savior of all mankind. The Scripture said and went on to say, and especially a personal to them that believe. Now the sins of the world was placed upon him. He bore my sins. He bore your sins on the cross. He was crucified on our behalf. He was buried and rose again on our behalf. He that knew no sin, thank God, became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The way you can be made righteous or right in the sight of God Almighty is through his sacrificial blood. Outside the shedding of his blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness of sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. What a great Savior that he is. He's saved to the uttermost, right on down to the guttermost. There's no restraint with the Lord, save by many or by few. He's not withheld. He can't be withheld. He saves all that come to him. And he said, all that come to me, I'll in no wise cast them out. When you come to him, that is for salvation, you bring your broke heart. That's the only thing you can offer. You're dead in sin. And beloved, you're overwhelmed with sin. You're dead in trespass and sin. You've got to operate on your heart, the operation of faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. When you hear that, believe that, receive that, you bring your behalf on what you're to bring and on your behalf. And that's a broken heart, a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's a sacrifice that God cannot and will not despise. That's when you're genuine and you're really broke, you ashamed yourself, you shame your sin against God, and you're bringing your heart and your life and your very being to him, and you're giving up yourself, and you call on him for mercy. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that's not tongue in cheek, mind and mouth, that's the heart, that's the soul. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's not that easy believism like some folk and these so-called pastors, not a bunch of buzzards, a bunch of wolves in sheep clothing, a bunch of dumb dogs that can't bark. And believe me, they can't warn anybody because they're in apostasy. They themselves, they make mockery out of what's supposed to be a church. It's not a church, ain't a thing in the world, but a social order. Somebody in there trying to make merry and carry on and pretend to be something that they're not. We all sinner. We all have come short of the glory of God. They're not a righteous man, not a just man upon all the face here. And the Scripture said the blind cannot lead the blind. They're all going to fall into this. They may quote and talk and jump up and down and play like they're just putting the Word of God out, beloved, but they're just a pimp and a puppet from sin, from Satan himself. They're ministers of the devil himself. They try to transform themselves as a minister of righteousness. But I'm glad the Bible said the Lord knoweth them that are his. He said that every man that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Beloved, they're in iniquity. They're in pretense and apostasy, whose God is their belly, and they glory in their own shame, beloved. They're a bunch of apostates. But I'm glad, thank God, the Lord knows them are his. One day, when judgment comes and when they die, they're finally going to wake up. It'll be too late for these scumbags, these rats, these two-legged rats, and these vultures who are feeding, of course, on themselves and doing everything they can to rob the people, of course, of their monies. A bunch of wolves in sheep clothing, a bunch of dumb dogs that can't bark. But again, I'm glad the Lord said, the Lord, his Bible said, the Lord knoweth them that are his. They may fool man, but they don't fool God. God knows about all things and everything. If he didn't, he just wouldn't be God. He is God, and beside him there is none other. He saved sinners. He died for our sins, and he that knew no sin became sin. You and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What a great Savior it is, Bubby. And he died for our sins. If he hadn't, we'd all go straight to hell. Nobody could save themselves. We're all sinners, guilty before God. We're vile, we're wretched, we're shaped in iniquity, we're born in sin. We have a sinful, shameful, Adamic nature. But sin's not imputed. You reach the age of accountability when you have an awareness of sin. You choose to run in sin. Sin's imputed, beloved. If you die in sin, you'll taste of an eternal death. It's just an appointment when a man wants to die. That's his physical body. We call sin brought death upon all mankind. And Adam, we all going to die. There is no discharge in the war of death. But it's a second death. Beloved, if you die a second death, that's an eternal death. The Bible said that the sea grew up their dead and death and hell. And of course, it was delivered up. And stood before God Almighty at the white throne judgment. The books were opened. Of course, another book, which is the book of life. And their name not found recorded in this book. And these were cast out into the lake of fire, which is the eternal death, the second death for all the unsaved. God have mercy. In an unquenchable fire place, it'll be eternal torment and damnation where the fire will never go out. The smoke of their torment. Will ascend up heaven every day. Be no rest day nor night. God help you not to die in sin. Beloved, God help you to have your sin forgiven. If you don't have your sin forgiven, you can't make heaven your home. If you trust Him and being good, doing good, beloved, there's none good. There's none righteous. No, not one. We've all like sheep gone astray. But the Lord Jesus has laid your iniquities all upon Him. And by His stripes only can you be healed. He's the healing balm. He's the chief physician. He's the Savior of all mankind. Beloved, Him. If you shun the Word of God, you've got no hope. You try to belittle the Word of God, you're a fool. God have mercy on you. Then you better shape up and wake up and straighten up before you wind up taking your last breath. And when you do, if you die in sin, you're eternally lost. God have mercy on you. You don't want to die in sin and burn and burn and burn and burn in a place of eternal torment and damnation for my sin. Well, I don't believe that. That's why you'll go to hell, because you don't believe what God had to say about hell and about heaven. And about life and everything else. He is the authority, beloved. He has to say so and to know so about all things. Everything was created by Him and for Him. And the thing that created, beloved, it wasn't for the good pleasure of His will. He's a holy God, a righteous God. He made provision for your sins, of your sorrowness, your ungodliness. He put Jesus on the cross. Himself got on the cross, and He that knew no sin became sin, you and I, that we might be made the righteousness or become the righteousness of God in Him. Justified, thank God, the Scripture said, Jesus was delivered for our offenses, our sin, and raised again for our justification. If you want to be justified, if you want to be reconciled, beloved, it'll have to be through the blood of His cross. There's nothing good you can do to obtain this salvation, because it's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift of God. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourself. The gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The work was done at Calvary. He finished the work. He settled us in debt. He offered up Himself as a sweet-smelling incense unto God Almighty. Beloved, there's nothing can wash away your sin but the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, the Scripture said, cleanses us from all sin. What a great Savior, beloved, that is. He died on our behalf. He went to hell on our behalf. The Bible said He didn't suffer His Holy One to seek corruption, nor left His soul in hell. Beloved, He had to go down to hell because He took our punishment. He took our place. He was our substitute. But the grave couldn't hold Him and hell couldn't hold Him. And that third morning, He got up from the dead, beloved, and He ever liveth. He's in heaven itself on the real mercy seat, in a seat for saints according to the will of God, and can be touched. Thank God for the feet of our infirmities, all points tempted as we are. Thank God. Yet without sin. He's the sinless one. He's the holy one. He's the divine one. He's God Almighty reincarnated in a human body. God became man and took on the form, beloved, of sinful flesh. Yet He knew no sin, but became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And I hope you get to heaven. God knows I do. That's why I'm preaching. I don't need anything you've got. God bless me everything that I need. I don't want more than what I need, because it'll get you in trouble. I just want His will to be done in my life, and, of course, try to lead precious souls to Jesus and see them get to heaven and not die in sin and go to hell. Now, see, my time just about going to write to it and pray for us. And God bless you. It's our prayer in His name. Amen.